dispensed with, and the sergeant at arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. No. The motion prevails, and the sergeant at arms will be instructed to bring in the absent members. Today, our prayer is given by Reverend Dennis Schultz of Granite Falls, Minnesota. Then please remain standing for the pledge.
Thank you. Almighty, eternal God, merciful and gracious Lord, we come to you in humble admiration and grateful appreciation for the bountiful resources that you have given to us, the citizens of the great state of Minnesota. We rejoice before you for the fertile lands, the great forests, and the sparkling waters of our state. You have bound our people together in communities that dot the land to provide homes and jobs for our people, to educate our children, and to provide us with a style of life that is second to none. You provide the natural resources together with the skilled and dedicated workers for our thriving businesses and industries. We enjoy unsurpassed medical and other support agencies, as well as everything that is necessary for the blessed and vibrant life we enjoy. In your wisdom, through the voting citizens of our state, you have placed us into positions of responsibility, care for, manage, support, and direct the affairs of our state. We ask you to watch over us today. Guide and protect our governor, Lieutenant Governor, and all our state senators and representatives. Grant to each of them compassionate hearts for the people of our state and wisdom to affect the laws that guide and govern our lives together with one another. Grant to each of them an insight into the needs and concerns of our state. We pray that you would be with them to grant them the courage of their convictions and a sensitive understanding of the opinions of others as they debate and draft the legislations for our state. We pray that you would watch over every man, woman, and child in our state, be in their joys, and support them in their struggles and sorrows. We pray that you would bless and prosper us in your mercies according to your good and eternal will. Amen.
I pledge allegiance of the United States of America, with liberty and justice. Secretary will take the roll.
Senators Anderson, Bach, Benson, Berglund, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Cohen, Dames, Daley, DeKreif, Dibble, Fischbach, Gazelka, Gerlach, Gimsey, Goodwin, Hall, Hahn, Harrington, Higgins, Hoffman, Howe, Ingebretson, Jungbauer, Kielash, Koch, Cruz, Kubley, Langseth, Latz, Lilly, Limmer, Lori, Magnus, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Olson, Ortman, Pappas, Perry, Peterson, Pogemiller, Reinert, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Saxog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Vanderweer, Uyghur, Wolf.
A quorum is present. First order of business for today is executive and official communications. The following communications were received and referred as indicated as printed in today's agenda. Please make note on page 3 of today's agenda of the communication from Senator Bach regarding the appointments to the Legislative Audit Commission. Second order of business is reports of committees. There's one report to be read. Secretary will read the report.
Senator Ortman from the Committee on Taxes, to which was referred Senate File Number 47, a bill for an act relating to taxes, individual income, conforming to the federal extension of the exclusion of dependent health care coverage to adult children through age 26 for tax year 2010. Reports the same back with a recommendation that the bill be amended as follows. And so when amended, the bill do pass.
Senator Koch.
Madam President, I would like to move the committee report read by the Secretary be now adopted.
Senator Koch moves to adopt the report. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The report is adopted. Second reading of Senate bills.
Senate File 47.
Second reading of Senate bills. Next order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. They are printed in today's Senate bill introductions and referred as indicated. First reading. Under motions and resolutions, there are several authors' motions. We will adopt those as one motion. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The motion is adopted. Senate Resolution 27 will be referred to rules. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. Senate Resolution 27 is referred to rules. Final order of business is announcements of Senate interest. Seeing none, Senator Koch. Oh, I'm sorry. There are excuses for today. Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senators Thomasoni and Magnus, Latz, Scheid for the entire session. Without objection, those senators are excused. Senator Koch.
Well, then, Madam President, I would move that we adjourn until Monday, January 24th at 11 a.m.
Moves we adjourn until Monday, January 24th till 11 a.m. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. We are adjourned.